Okay, so you've probably seen those headlines about Google's Willow chip. Some people are saying it's going to be a revolution, but others are kind of pumping the brakes. We're going to be diving into two articles. One's from Fortune and one's from Engadget.
All right.
And
Interesting.
they take completely different stances on this chip.
Interesting.
And whether it's a game changer
I've
or
seen those. It's fascinating how polarized the opinions are. You know, Fortune's painting this picture of like Willow's gonna unlock these solutions to these like age-old problems. But then you've got Engadget, and they're diving into like all the technical nitty-gritty details and highlighting the limitations.
So to kick things off,
Okay.
let's talk about this claim
Yeah.
that Willow solved this problem in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
That would have taken a supercomputer 10 septillion years.
Oh, wow.
Is that even possible?
That number definitely grabs your attention. But it's the benchmark that Google used called random circuit sampling. That's where things get kind of interesting. Doesn't have any known practical applications. It's kind of like saying you can run a mile in under a minute, but on the moon, you know, impressive, maybe, but not exactly useful in everyday life.
So speed isn't everything.
Right.
But I'm curious,
Yeah.
why would Google even choose this benchmark?
Well, this actually ties into Google's previous claims of achieving quantum supremacy with their Sycamore chip. And they faced a lot of pushback from the scientific community on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the task that Sycamore excelled at was specifically designed for quantum computers. You know, so with Willow, it seems like they've shifted their focus to demonstrating these performance advantages, but without making those really bold claims.
So it's a little bit of a PR dance, trying to
Exactly.
showcase it,
Yeah.
but not
Whoa.
reignite that whole quantum supremacy thing.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so maybe Willow isn't going to solve all of our problems
Right.
overnight.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, Fortune does mention some true, pretty exciting possibilities,
Yeah.
like breakthroughs in medicine, battery tech.
Yeah, those are definitely
What's that?
areas where quantum computing holds immense potential. I mean, just imagine like designing new drugs with pinpoint accuracy or creating batteries that last 10 times longer. But the key here is potential. We're still in those really early stages of figuring out how to harness this power for these kinds of real-world
So
applications.
it's a bit of a waiting game.
Yeah.
Are there any clues?
Well, one thing that stands out is Willow's error correction capabilities. You know, traditional computers have ways of dealing with errors, but quantum computers, they're far more prone to errors because of the nature of qubits. But Willow has shown remarkable progress in reducing these
So
errors.
it's not just faster, it's more reliable.
Yeah.
Is that what Engadget means
But
by
it's exactly it.
below the threshold?
Yeah, it's a huge deal because it suggests that we can actually start scaling up these quantum computers without being, you know, crippled by errors. Think of it like building a skyscraper. You know, if your foundation is shaky, you can only build so high before the whole thing collapses. But if you create a really solid foundation, you can reach for the sky.
So below the threshold
Yeah.
means it's built on a more stable foundation,
Exactly.
allowing
And that
for
allows us to
more powerful
build more powerful.
and complex computers in the future.
Precisely. Yeah, it's a fundamental shift that has the potential to unlock the true power of quantum computing.
This is all incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the potential,
Sure.
Engadget raised a good point
Yeah.
about how we measure the capabilities of these computers.
Right.
They argue that just looking at the speed
Yeah.
on a single benchmark isn't enough.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. There's this metric called quantum volume, which takes into account things like the number of qubits, their connectivity, and their error rate. It gives a more holistic picture of a quantum computer's performance.
So Google didn't provide this data for Willow.
No, they didn't, which makes direct comparisons difficult.
So we're left with a bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
It's like they're saying, trust us, it's amazing,
Right.
but they're not showing us all the
Yeah,
cards.
it's definitely a strategic omission. It could be that they're still fine-tuning certain aspects of Willow.
Okay.
Or maybe they're just wary of, you know, revealing too much to their competitors.
Right.
Whatever the reason.
Yeah.
It adds another layer of intrigue
right.
to the Willow story.
Yeah. It definitely seems like Google is playing their cards close to the chest with this one.
Yeah.
But even with the limited information, it's clear that this is a a pretty significant step forward in quantum computing.
I agree.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that advancements in any field,
right.
especially one as complex as quantum computing,
mm-hmm.
often come in these like incremental steps rather than giant leaps.
Right. So we might not see quantum computers solving all the world's problems tomorrow.
Right.
But it feels like we're on the cusp of something really transformative.
I think so too.
And that brings up an interesting point.
Okay.
What could be the potential impact
right.
of this technology on our lives?
That's a crucial aspect of this whole conversation.
Right.
Anytime we're dealing with a technology this powerful, we have to consider the potential consequences,
right.
both positive and negative.
Like, for example, Fortune talks about how Willow could revolutionize fields like medicine and energy.
Right.
But couldn't it also be used for like less noble purposes?
Yeah.
Like developing more advanced weapon systems.
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it really highlights the importance of ethical considerations in the development and deployment of any new technology, especially one with the potential of quantum computing.
Right.
It's like giving someone a powerful tool.
Yeah.
You know, it can be used to build a house or to demolish one.
Right.
It's the intent behind the use of the tool that really matters.
So how do we ensure that a technology this powerful
right.
is actually used for good?
That's where things get really tricky.
Yeah.
There's no easy answer.
Right.
It requires a multifaceted approach.
Okay. Involving, you know, open dialogue between scientists,
right.
policymakers, ethicists, and the public.
Yeah, it sounds like we're walking a tightrope here.
It is, it is.
On the one hand, we want to encourage innovation and push the boundaries of what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand,
right.
we need to be mindful of the risks.
Excuse
and ensure we're not creating something that could ultimately harm us.
It's a delicate balance, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Right.
The longer we wait, the harder it will be to, like, steer the development of quantum computing
right.
in a direction that benefits all of humanity.
You know, one of the things that struck me while reading these articles is that they both focus on the technical aspects
right.
of Willow and its potential applications.
Yeah.
But there's very little discussion about the societal implications.
That's a common theme when it comes to these emerging technologies.
Right.
There's often this like rush
to explore the what and the how.
Right.
Without giving enough thought to the why and the who.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a new discovery.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be asking ourselves some tough questions
right.
about who will benefit from this technology,
right.
who might be left behind,
yeah.
and what impact it will have on our, you know, social structures.
One specific area where I see the potential for both good and bad is in the realm of AI.
Sure.
If quantum computers can dramatically accelerate the development of AI, how do we ensure that those AI systems
right.
are aligned with our values?
That's a question that's been debated by philosophers and scientists for decades.
Yeah.
And it's only becoming more urgent
right.
with these advancements in quantum computing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be thinking about how to design AI systems that are transparent, accountable, and aligned with human values.
Seems like we're opening up Pandora's box of ethical dilemmas with this technology.
It's true.
But even with all these potential risks,
yeah,
I can't help but be fascinated by the sheer intellectual challenge of it all.
I understand that feeling.
Yeah.
There's something undeniably compelling about pushing the boundaries of human knowledge.
Right.
And exploring the unknown.
Yeah.
And quantum computing with its mind-bending concepts.
Right.
And potential to, you know, reshape our understanding of the universe. It's a prime example of that.
It's like we're on the verge of a new scientific revolution.
It really does feel that way.
And while it's impossible to predict exactly where this journey will lead, one thing's for sure, it's going to be a wild ride.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to approach this ride with a healthy dose of curiosity, skepticism, and humility.
Humility, okay.
You know, we need to be open to the possibilities,
right.
but also aware of our limitations.
Yeah.
After all, the more we learn, the more we realize how much we don't know.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the hype.
Right.
and think we've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
But we're really just scratching the surface here.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so exciting.
Right.
You know, it's a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
And the destination is still unknown.
But even with all this talk about the future,
yeah,
we haven't really delved into how these quantum computers actually work.
Right.
It's all been very theoretical so far.
Sure.
Can you give us a glimpse into...
Of course. Yeah. Let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And explore this intricate world of qubits.
Okay.
And how they operate.
Okay. So we've talked about the potential and the ethical questions,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I still don't really get how these quantum computers actually work.
It is mind-bending stuff.
Yeah.
So instead of bits, which are either a zero or a one,
yeah.
we've got these qubits.
Okay.
And they can be in this superposition.
Okay.
They can be both zero and one at the same time.
So that's what gives quantum computers their power.
Right.
But how do you actually control them?
So it's this delicate dance
okay.
involving lasers, magnetic fields, and manipulating these quantum properties of the qubits.
Wow.
It's like imagine trying to balance a spinning plate on a stick while simultaneously juggling five other plates.
Okay.
It requires this incredible level of precision and control.
So it's not just writing some code and hitting run.
No, not at all.
There's a whole world of physics and engineering going on here.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest challenges is maintaining this coherence of the qubits.
Okay.
They're so sensitive to their environment.
Okay.
And even the slightest disturbance can cause them to lose those quantum properties, and that leads to errors.
So it's like trying to build a sandcastle on a windy beach.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how are researchers overcoming these challenges?
It's a constant battle.
Yeah.
But there have been some significant breakthroughs, particularly in the area of error correction.
Okay.
Remember that below the threshold achievement we talked about.
Right.
That's a crucial step towards building more stable and reliable quantum computers.
So it's about creating a more controlled environment
right.
for these qubits.
Exactly. And as we get better at controlling them,
yeah.
we can start exploring more complex algorithms and applications.
Yeah.
Like imagine simulating the behavior of molecules to design new drugs
right.
or materials
yeah.
or optimizing those like complex logistical networks
right.
to improve efficiency and reduce waste.
Wow, those are some pretty exciting possibilities.
They are.
So big picture.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
What are the key takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that quantum computing is a rapidly evolving field, and it has this potential to revolutionize many aspects of our lives.
Right.
And Willow's below the threshold achievement
yeah.
is a significant milestone. But it's important to remember that we're still in those early stages of development.
So don't expect to be buying a quantum computer at Best Buy anytime soon.
No, not quite yet.
But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be paying attention.
Exactly. Yeah. The advancements are just mind-boggling. Yeah. And it's only a matter of time before they start having this real-world impact.
And as this technology matures,
yeah.
we need to have those thoughtful discussions.
Absolutely.
About the ethical implications.
Yeah.
We got to make sure this is used for good.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay.
The decisions we make today are going to shape the future of this technology and its impact on society.
Right. So I'm left with a sense of awe.
Yeah.
And a healthy dose of cautious optimism.
I think that's the right approach.
Yeah. The future of quantum computing, it's uncertain.
It is.
But it's going to be an incredible journey.
It really is.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.